Just an update. Obviously, we got news on Danny. He's got a impact fracture, which is basically a crack real high on the tibia. They're saying it's 4 to 8 weeks. It could have been ligament damage and all that kind of stuff, but it was not. So, and around here we take a next man up philosophy and, give an opportunity to some young guys to get some work done until we wait for him to get back.
That was about as good a news as you could have expected after seeing.
Well, we were hoping it was a bruise. That would have been the best news. But obviously that's better than ligament damage. And, those are out for the season types of things. So at some point we will get him back. I hate putting time limits on it. But we'll hold on to Fort till he gets back.
You feel pretty good about the group you got there, Brandon?
Time will tell. I think, in this league, it's all about opportunity. So, we'll see what they do.
Coach, it's a different situation, though. You've always kind of had veterans back there at linebacker. It's kind of a different learning curve this time around, isn't it?
Well, I mean, Danny's not exactly, a 10-year vet or anything, so, but a fine young player. And, we drafted a couple guys, Corey Nelson, Lameen Barrow. We've got Brandon Marshall, who's improved as a young player. So, and who knows who else. So they'll just get more opportunities, much like, when Monte didn't play last week, some young guys got some opportunities.
Different in that Danny plays so many situations for you.
Yeah. I mean, I think, he's obviously a vital part of our defense. But, like I said, not too many people heard of Danny a couple of years ago, and you never know what might happen.
It's not like you're inexperienced at dealing with defensive injuries. After last year?
No, not at all. And again, that's just the philosophy our guys have. And, we'll just shuffle the next guy in. And, he's expected to perform well, and I'm sure they will.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
All right, gang. Thanks.